Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm here with the beautiful Reverend A. And we're going to be discussing Lesson 216. And this is in the review of Lesson 196. It can be but myself I crucify. So let's join together now for a moment of silence as we take a brief pause before we begin our lesson together. And take a good deep breath. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. It can be but myself I crucify.
All that I do unto myself. If I attack, I suffer. But if I forgive, salvation will be given me.
I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. Let's take another good deep breath and pause again for just a moment together. It can be but myself I crucify. You know, and I've shared with you before, if you've been following along. Oh, and if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Thanks for joining us today. I've shared before that, you know, you can, in reading A Course in Miracles, it's helpful sometimes, in some cases, to replace the word but with the word only. So if we read this lesson 196 and said, it can be only myself I crucify, that's another way of kind of interpreting this sentence, maybe with a little bit more clarity of the intention that's being established, what's being taught here by our brother Jesus. It can be only myself I crucify. There's really... You may have heard the expression, and we use it sometimes. We say, you know, there's really nobody out there. There's only one mind. And within that mind, there are individuations, there are aspects of the self that we could certainly, at one moment, we can say, well, I don't get that. That's hard to understand. There's a couple of analogies or, yeah, examples we can use. When you're listening to a solo artist, you're hearing the one voice. But when you're hearing the entire orchestra, does it limit your hearing? In fact, if you focus on it, you can actually single out a particular instrument. The conductor of an orchestra can hear a single instrument that might be slightly out of tune and know exactly who it is in an orchestra of dozens and dozens of musicians. You just have to fine-tune your hearing. People say, well, how could Jesus hear me? Because you're singing a song. You're part of the orchestra. And your voice stands out. When you ask, you shall be heard. When you commune and join in union and relationship, you will be heard. You're always heard. You're never not heard. And there are no private thoughts. That's a difficult one to get our heads around. But today, if I allow my ego to construct a dialogue, a separate dialogue in the dark, so to speak, in the crevices of my mind, and I think that someone is trying to hurt me or doing something against me, and I create all of this drama, and I go into defense, and the best defense, of course, is an attack, and I'm doing all these things. The only person I'm really crucifying is myself. I cannot harm another spirit because spirit is not body. I'm not a body. I am free. Then my brothers and sisters, they're not bodies. They're free. But when I see them with the ego mind, when I see them as bodies and judge them as bodies and condemn them, it's only myself that I damn, literally. It can be but myself I crucify. All that I do unto myself. So if I attack, I suffer, but if I forgive, salvation will be given me. So let's take that path today. How do we do that? We practice the holy instant. We turn within. We connect with that inner voice, that guidance, that right mind that's within us. This is a new way of being. And as we be in this way, we begin to know this way. The pathway is known to us when we become it, be it, practice it, exercise it. We first begin to grasp it, understand it, and even know it. But then as we be it, we truly begin to be our true self. We begin to be that self in expression. And we maintain that expression throughout the day. And then we become the blessing for the world, because that self only sees our brothers and sisters in the present now moment. It only sees their divinity, their divine nature, their divine presence. It sees beyond the form, beyond the body. Yes, they're expressing in field and form, but your higher self, your true self, your right mind, nothing more than your right mind, the Holy Spirit, is the voice we listen to and the eyes we see with when we join in union and relationship with truth. And the light of truth then shines upon all that we see. All things are of God. All brothers and sisters are expressions of God. Therefore, they are expressions of love. They are expressions of truth. They are expressions of myself. It can be but myself I crucify. But if I forgive, salvation will be given me.
And so one of the themes of this series of lessons that we are reviewing is that if we get just one fully and completely, that time collapses and we awaken. And as we'll see, this lesson and the next lesson combine together to speed up this process, that if we understand this, and what I was hearing as Tony was speaking is, you know, my strength and safety lie in my defenselessness, and the mind of the ego believes that it must attack in order to stay safe, and of course believes and is housed within a body. And so the beginning of, I am not a body, I am free. For I am still as God created me. I am created as spirit. And as Brother T was teaching, that there we truly live in an omniverse. There's only one activity that is ever really, truly happening in reality, and it is the activity of God, the activity of love. And that we are all that one. We are not outside of that. Now, of course, the tiny mad idea and the idea of separation, the only mistake we've ever made is this idea. And of course, we've built a world around it in which attack makes sense in order to keep the body and our identity safe. And so contingent upon this is to begin just for an instant to remember, oh yeah, I am not a body. And this clear directive that if I attack, I suffer. I don't know about you, I have proven this to myself my entire life. Can you see this in your life? That every time that I have attacked or judged in any way, any time I have thought an unloving thought, everything shifts. And it perpetuates a hell and a suffering. And as we know this, as we speak this, We're simply training ourselves moment by moment by moment to choose forgiveness, to release judgment, to go back before giving a judgment, to... And if it is true that it is only myself that I crucify, it is only myself I forgive. And so this is truly an act of self-forgiveness, forgiving ourselves for falling into the temptation of judgment, of otherness, of believing the game of separation and fear. And so the simplicity of this course is summed up, truly, all that I do unto myself. If I attack, I suffer, but if I forgive, salvation will be given me. This is a breath-by-breath, moment-by-moment practice. And it says in Lesson 196, Paragraph 3, that we're really teaching our mind that we are not an ego. For the ego will distort, but truth will not deceive you any longer. When we believe that we are a body, we can be crucified. But today's idea is the light of resurrection, looking past all thoughts of crucifixion and of death to thoughts of liberation and of life. I always say that our path is a binary proposition. There's ever only two choices. It couldn't be simpler, not saying easy, but simpler. And the only way it shifts from ease, from difficulty to ease and grace is through how Tony began us, is with the holy instant. And it's a beautiful pathway. This is a beautiful pathway. I'm committed to it.
I'm excited about that. I mean, because ultimately, as he tells us at the very first of the book, this is a required course.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone will be taking this course. This is the only pathway. And so we have all these religions and all of these different sects and pathways that are out there that have certainly been confusing to all of us for hundreds of years in society and maybe for hundreds of years in our individual incarnations, who knows? But the point is, ultimately, you have to wake up to the reality, the realization, the understanding that this is not a new pathway. This is the only pathway. The only pathway is for you because you put yourself in this situation with a partner, no doubt. That's why this holy relationship is so important. But you can't do this by yourself because you can't be in separation. That would be an example of being in a separated mind. But ultimately, you know, through the teachings or through some course that you've established for yourself, you come to the same realization that you are as God created you to be, that your spirit, you're perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. And you must see yourself therefrom. But that self is the self that never chose to sleep, to dream of illusions, or to feel or even begin to imagine, pretend, and play the game of separation. That's the self that we are returning to a connection with and beginning to become expressed as in the field of form, form and field.
Yeah, I'm having a rush of all the principles that this points to, you know, and truly it is our get out of jail free card. It's truly our get out of victim consciousness, you know, free card. And it's It helps us to rise out of that, and not in a morose way, not in a shameful way, but in a standing in, oh yeah, I am still as God created me because I'm spirit. It's done as I decree, and it's done unto me as I decree as well. Mm. And so, you know, I'm hearing the flood of, you know, all events are neutral. I'm hearing thoughts are things. I'm hearing...
You need do nothing.
We need do nothing. Yeah.
And the interesting thing about it is this is not something you do in an afterlife.
Yeah.
This is... You're in this life, in this dream, and we've put ourselves here. God didn't do this to us. We weren't placed here by God. This was free will, the choice of pretending to play God, literally. And we've been doing it, and quite well at it, if you will, because we're having the experience of it. But at the end of the day, if we weren't omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient, we would be stuck. But people say, why wouldn't God wake us up? Because God didn't put you here. That would diminish the power that you have for you to think that you need help to get out of this little prison. All we need is a little light to find our way to the door. And that is exactly what our brother Jesus is providing in A Course in Miracles. He's shining the light on the pathway that leads to freedom. But we're the ones that still have to walk the pathway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me testify to the gift of forgiveness and this freedom. Mm. I've had a tremendous lesson in forgiveness over the past year. Mm-hmm. And in ways that I never thought I would ever have. And I got to tell you, as I walk through this process of forgiveness, I can hold nothing back. There are no exceptions to this. And when I can see the absolute nature of this, like there's no wiggle room. I don't get to carve a little bit out and keep it just for myself, for my ego to play with. I mean, it all must be given. It all must be forgiven. And I got to tell you, I've sipped and tasted the freedom and the love and the... ineffable, the song that I hear, the beauty. That could have only occurred through what seemed like an awful experience has been the greatest gift of my life. And to have this opportunity to commit to practicing forgiveness no matter what, and to taste and see and experience how good it is, I'm just grateful and thrilled to have this material. Nice. And this is true for all of us right now. We're all being confronted with tremendous opportunities of forgiveness. Mm. And so let this be our... as we walk forth with this lesson today, that we hold nothing back, that that all that I do, not some of what I do, all that I do, not just the nice things, all that I do unto myself. If I attack, I suffer, but if I forgive, salvation is given me.
Let's take a good deep breath. I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as my Creator has created me. It can be but myself I crucify.
All that I do unto myself. If I attack, I suffer. But if I forgive, salvation will be given me.
I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me. And so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.
Amen.
We love you so much. Thank you for joining us today and for giving us the space to have this conversation. So let the forgiveness begin. Let's spend the day in forgiveness, and let's spend the day in joy and the blessings that only that bouquet of love can be known to you through that act. We'll be back. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.